This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Trump administration has issued a proclamation officially announcing the doubling of steel tariffs on Turkey, slated to go into effect Monday. Earlier on Friday, the Turkish lira suffered its worst one-day loss in a decade after President Trump announced the U.S. would hike metal tariffs, prompting investors' confidence to slump. Ties between the countries have been strained as Washington is urging Ankara to release Andrew Brunson, an American pastor currently detained on terrorism charges. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it will investigate the airstrike that hit a bus full of schoolchildren, but the UN wants an independent investigation. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has our report.
The airstrike hit a bus carrying the kids as it went through a market on Thursday. The Houthi faction, which controls the area, says an additional 11 adults were killed in the attack, bringing the total to at least 51 dead. Saudi coalition says it will investigate, which is an apparent change in tone. They originally said it was a legitimate military action against their Houthi enemies, who they alleged were using children as human shields. The UN is calling for an independent investigation, which was praised by the Houthis, although the UN's also criticized that side for indiscriminate attacks of their own. On Friday, the UN said its human rights coordinator for the war also appears to have been blocked from returning to Houthi territory without explanation.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Also in the news, Iranian security forces have beaten football fans. They were chanting anti-government slogans at Tehran's main sports stadium in the first such confrontation since nationwide protest began there in December of last year. Protesters are blaming Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei for Iran's worsening economic problems. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's main opposition party has filed a legal challenge to the results of last week's presidential election. Incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling ZANU-PF party won by a narrow margin. Lawyers for the opposition movement for democratic change are demanding a fresh vote or their candidate, Nelson Chamisa, to be declared the winner. Tabani Mofu is an MDC lawyer.
We also seek a declaration to the effect that the announcement made by Justice Chigumba declaring Comrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa as the duly elected president of Zimbabwe is faulty at law.
The court now has 14 days to issue its ruling. A mother and daughter deported to El Salvador from the U.S. this last week flew back to the United States hours after a U.S. federal judge ordered their return and threatened to hold top officials in contempt if they failed to comply with the order. The two are among a dozen victims of gang and domestic violence in Central America who are fighting deportation after their asylum applications were rejected in recent weeks. They've been put on flights out of the U.S. after government lawyers had assured the judge they would hold off on the planned deportations. A newspaper in the U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, is calling on other newspapers around the country to respond to President Trump's frequent attacks on the news media. That story now from AP's Tim McGuire.
The Boston Globe is asking newspapers across the U.S. to publish editorials next Thursday, the 16th, denouncing what it calls a dirty war against the free press. The Globe asks other papers to take the stand regardless of their politics and whether they generally are for or against the president's policies. President Trump often characterizes the media as fake news and journalists as his true political opponents. I'm Tim McGuire.
A jury in the U.S. state of California has ordered an agribusiness giant, Monsanto, to pay $289 million to a school groundskeeper dying of cancer, saying the company should have provided a label warning that its weed killer could cause cancer. The landmark case was the first lawsuit to go to trial among hundreds of similar lawsuits across the country, alleging that Monsanto's weed killer, known as Roundup, causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto denies the allegation. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California continue to rage as one blaze in the southern part of the state has come within mere meters of residential areas and destroyed more than 7,000 hectares of national forest land. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.